today. First up, a new clue in the mysterious disappearance of a passenger plane over the Mediterranean Sea. Egypt Air Flight 804 vanished on May 19th. Several countries have been involved in the search for the plane, but so far, they've found only debris. There have been more questions than answers. Yesterday, though, investigators said that a French Navy ship detected signals from one of the plane's flight data recorders. With information about the plane's airspeed, altitude, engine status, and wing positions, the so-called black box could hold the answers as to what exactly caused the aircraft to crash, and it helps investigators narrow down the area of the Mediterranean where they're searching. But the flight recorders only give out signals for about 30 days after they get wet, so officials are in a race against time.
This is a huge breakthrough in the investigation of Egypt Air Flight 804, which 2 weeks ago was traveling from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared from radar. There had been a massive search underway. Pieces of debris have been recovered as well as body parts. It was the French naval ship Laplace, which located the signal from one of the black boxes. They haven't been able to locate the other black box yet. Another ship will be coming within a week, which has sophisticated means to recover the wreckage from the seafloor, which could be at depth of 3,000 meters, that's 10,000 feet. Once those black boxes are recovered, they will be analyzed. Hopefully, they haven't been damaged by the crash. And once they are analyzed here in Cairo, investigators hope it will give them some insight into what exactly happened on that plane. They're also hoping that with the recovery of the black boxes, that they'll be able to recover the fuselage. Another clue, another piece of evidence which will help investigators. Also, for the families, 66 people died in this crash. The families are hoping this news will also help in retrieving their loved ones so they can give them a proper burial. Ian Lee in Cairo.
U.S. State Department, which oversees the country's foreign affairs, is warning Americans about traveling to Europe. It says the large number of tourists who visit the continent over the summer could possibly be targets for terrorists, especially at large public events. We reported earlier this week how terrorists are trying to sneak into Europe among the scores of migrants and refugees going there. And a French intelligence official recently told CNN that police don't think they've arrested everyone involved in recent terrorist attacks in Paris, France, and Brussels, Belgium.
Well, the U.S. State Department has made it clear that this latest alert is not in response to a new or specific threat, but rather a more general warning to U.S. citizens traveling in Europe about the potential for a terrorist attack on the continent. It names some big events specifically, including the Tour de France, the Catholic Church's World Youth Day in Poland, as well as the European Soccer Championship in France, known as Euro 2016. Now, Euro 2016 has been a particularly important one for French authorities, considering intelligence officials believe that may have been the original target of the terror cell behind the Brussels attacks. And French authorities really taking no chances when it comes to security preparations for that, deploying some 90,000 security personnel just yesterday at the Stade de France. They held a security exercise, one of dozens of exercises to be held throughout the country, designed not only to get security personnel ready for Euro 2016, but also to assuage the fears of the public. French authorities have expressed confidence in their preparations security-wise for not only the matches to be held in stadiums, but also the fan zones, large outdoor spaces where fans will be able to enjoy the matches as well. Worth mentioning that France is still under a state of emergency, and that has been extended through Euro 2016. The U.S. travel alert is expected to expire August 31st. Erin McLaughlin, CNN Brussels.